over Chinese rule gets worse in Hong Kong.
It's become very clear that these protests are not going to end, either until the protesters have their demands met or until they are somehow stopped. And now we're hearing that clashes are expected to continue through the weekend, leading up to a million-person march on Sunday.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. This is Fox News.
Congratulations. You've navigated your radio dial to a morning show you can sink your teeth into. With Greg Budell.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Jay Scott.
Well, this is not a boat accident.
Emily Hayes.
Chief Brody, you are uptight.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Welcome to your daily dose of Three Men and a Lady.
That's us. 2 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thursday goes by on a Blursday. Conundrum coming up. Chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with me. I'm Greg.
Jay Scott.
That's Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
But we have our priorities here. Let's check the forecast first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Thank you. It's still very oppressive outside, but we think that we will back away from the oppressiveness and go to a notch lower over the next day or two. You certainly don't feel it yet, but today's high temperature up to about 97. Humidity levels perhaps a little lower this afternoon, but still would be considered anywhere else awful. Mostly sunny. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow and Saturday, high temperatures, I think, close to 99 both days. But, the humidity levels will be down just a shade. Not as bad as it was earlier in the week. And then Sunday, we're back to all the humidity with the extreme humidity back and highs in the mid-90s and scattered random hit-or-miss storms. Rain chances get a little bit better on Monday, and we need the rain. Right now, this morning, with 83 degrees and a dew point of 74, it's very oppressive. At 8:04.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
You know, the folks at Plumbing by Luke Wire are ready to take your call right now, and not because it's 8:05, because they were ready to take your call in the middle of the night and also on the weekends and also in the middle of Christmas Day.
Wow.
Because plumbing, you know, as we all know,
it picks
the worst time to be a problem.
Awful.
Barbarossa. That's why it's my go-to answer whenever I have a plumbing issue. It's going to be Plumbing by Luke Wire. Very professional. Pick up the phone. They tell you they're on their way. And then when they do arrive, they assess the problem quickly, sit down with you and tell you what the problem is, how much it's going to cost, and then they go do it. And then it's out of your, you don't have to worry about it anymore. It's good to know. Plus, a whole house plumbing inspection is great peace of mind, because then when you leave, and let's say you're going on a trip or a vacation, you know you're not going to come home to a major plumbing problem that was lurking that you didn't know about. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Time to start working this conundrum a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
At 8:05? An online poll found that, let's round off the number here. 1 in 8 people do not have one of these in their home. 1 in 8 do not have one of these in their home.
Hmm.
Half of people have 2 or more.
God, I hope it's maybe a toilet? No?
I think we've got the indoor plumbing thing up into the upper 90s.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're in the West Virginia mountains. What?
Have you ever had to use an outhouse?
Yes.
Ooh, God.
That's all we had in Chicago.
It's frightening.
In the forest was there. You go for a picnic. Yeah, that's,
Yeah, you know,
and nobody wants to help you get the splinters out.
You remember when rest areas used to be that level of rest areas?
Yeah.
So this is what we're looking for the answer to. I just ended a sentence with a preposition.
You're not supposed to do that.
I am deeply sorry. 1 in 8 have none in their house. Half have 2 or more. Are they the rich and famous that have 2 or more of these?
Yeah, the Robin Leach folks there that get on that show, you know, the lifestyle show.
Yeah, I got a Robin Leach story to tell, but not now. Later.
He said he was pretty gassed up.
Yeah, that's true. That is not an exaggeration. But, and I think it affected his memory, which is really a critical part to that story. But again,
great.
I don't have time. So if you think you know the answer to this one, 272-9228, join the queue. And don't forget, even if you have the wrong answer, you qualify for some darn good prizes.
They're darn good, y'all.
That's why we encourage you to call.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
You win some good stuff.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and we still see some traffic jams around the river region. If you're on I-65 southbound, there is a slowdown around the river bridges, and it is still there, so watch it as you're headed that way. If you're going north on I-65, we have a problem at Fairview Avenue and 65, so be careful. There's a slowdown there and another one right around the interchange. I-85 has its issues as well this morning. It is slow between Perry Hill Road and Ann Street, and we also see a slowdown after you cross Chantilly Parkway headed towards Taylor Road. Be extra careful, keep your eyes open in the school zones, and let's get where we're headed safely. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9, the Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals, watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, let's take a couple of quick guesses on this conundrum and see if we can get some momentum going. Like, Jenny, you're first on this one. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Is the answer TV?
And she says, 1 in 8 have no televisions, half have 2 or more. Is not it, but it's a good guess.
That's good, because, you know, some houses have multiple televisions.
And you're welcome to try again. Thank you for the call. Yep. Let's give Nancy one cent on this one. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think? What is it that 1 in 8 people don't have in the house and more than half have 2 or more of?
A recliner.
A recliner.
Yes.
It's not the winning answer, but thank you for the call and listen tomorrow because you'll be in that drawing at the end of the show. And Chris, what do you think?
I believe maybe a window unit air conditioner.
Oh, okay. That's all we had in Ohio in one room.
In the basement in Chicago, that's it.
We had it in the family room.
They didn't get central air in that house until the 80s.
That's right. 80s. That's the way it was.
That's the way it was in those days. Good guess. We appreciate the effort. 272-9228. And again, even though none of our most recent callers had the right answer, they've all qualified for some really good prizes. That drawing tomorrow. So while Jay is Mr. Sandman lining up our guest list, visit with our buddy Mr. Sandman.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Hi there. Well, I am on my semi-annual trip to Tupelo, Mississippi.
Are you hunting some honey?
I'm just going to find something to spend some money on that hopefully I can get some great deals in my never-ending search for, you know, the best values I could find on mattresses. They have a furniture market over here twice a year and a number of mattress factory shows. And they're introducing some new products. I'm coming over to look at them and see if I want to add them to my lineup. And because we're always, you know, rotating lineup, if I find something I think is a little bit better value for my customers, I try to get it. So that's what I'm doing. But our sale is continuing in Millbrook, the store closing sale. We've sold a lot, but we've got a lot to sell. So come on up there and get a great buy on mattresses, beds, headboards, and bedroom furniture, odds and ends, buffets, you know, some weird stuff too. A few bar stools, end tables, and whatever. And Montgomery, we're having a sale also. We're giving discounts down there because otherwise we might as well shut it down while we're waiting on the other store to close out.
Bless
it. Everything's for sale, and we got to get rid of it, but I've got more coming in. That's my problem. I keep buying when I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
You are motivated to move.
Yes, it is the Millbrook store, the sale's going to last a couple of months. Yeah, you know, it's going to take that long to clear everything out, but the choices will dwindle as time goes by, but right now it's fully stocked with, you know, over 90 different mattress models, Kings. Yeah, I got king mattresses for $299 to $399, twin mats for $99, and all sorts of other deals. But come see us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side in that little shopping center next to the Citgo. in Montgomery. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. We have two showrooms in the building, so visit each showroom before you make your decision, because completely different lineup on each end and, you know, competitive pricing on each end. So check everything out before you make your decision. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
It is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Again, the conundrum. 1 in 8 people do not have one of these in their house. Half of people have 2 or more.
Okay.
It's an embarrassment of riches. Is that what it's all about? 272-9228. John, you're our next contestant.
Hi, John.
Hey, ceiling fan.
Ceiling fan.
That's good.
Those didn't come to Chicago until the 80s, too. They were only in stores. Not it, but a good guess. Very good guess. And hard shell.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I'm going to guess fire extinguishers.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. I hope folks have them, but...
A fire extinguisher.
Let me try a tantan.
That is... not the answer we need, but we appreciate the call, buddy.
Thanks. I hope I can figure it out in time when I need one, because I've got one, you know, but... you know, what do I do here now? Let's see, pull this out.
Are we giving hints or not?
Are we at the hint phase?
I don't think we're there.
I don't think we're there.
Okay.
Just yet.
I have one for when the time comes.
You do?
I do. I have a hint.
Whack, whack. That's my hint.
Whack, whack.
All right, 272-9228. We got to get our local news in. We have our compliment of the day for you.
What?
And then yesterday we announced that Mike Tyson...
Yeah.
Smokes $40,000 worth of weed. Is it a day or a month?
It's a month. If he did a day, he may be dead.
Well, we have a song. We have a song for all occasions. Okay. That will follow. Local news. 8:13.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There is now an $11,000 reward for any information on the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, here's a compliment for you. Just because. You know, most people lie about their age on their dating profile. You don't have to, because you look a lot younger than you are. Oh, and don't worry, we all lie about our weight.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get another fake tattoo while I get high. We're gonna buy another tiger from the zoo while I get high. We're gonna bite up another dude's ear and punch his eye. yeah, yeah. But I got high. But then I got high. But then I got high. Da 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 da. No hit, no people no more. Because I am high. I was gonna be in a hangover 4. But then I got high. Spent 40 grand a month on my supply. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm high. But now I am high. But now I am high. Man, am I high.
Is it one of the mayoral candidates advocating dope and all that stuff?
What?
Is that right?
Yes. I was looking on YouTube for some of that, and I couldn't.
God, that guy we saw this morning on the air on Channel 8, they run candidate a day.
How many months does that series run, by the way? It seems like
there's a lot of candidates, isn't there?
Yeah, there's like 94 people running.
It is 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, and our conundrum is what we're working on at the moment on 3 Men and a Lady. An online poll found that 1 in 8 people do not have one of these in their home. Over half have 2 or more. So we're looking for the answer. John, what do you got?
Hey, is it a radio?
A radio. Everybody should have multiple radios. No, that's not it.
That's what we're looking for.
It's a good guess, though. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Now, if it sounded like I was looking for something and couldn't find it, that would be accurate.
You're listening to the radio.
I haven't used that in a long time. I forgot what page.
Go back, Jingle Singers. Go back in the back of the room there.
Chris B.
I'd say landline telephone.
Ooh, that's good.
Good answer.
They have none, and over half have 2 or more. It's not, nope, it, not it, but it's a good guess.
Yeah. All right, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Drew.
I'm going to guess flashlight.
Ooh.
Yeah. How about one that works?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good guess. It's a very good guess.
Yeah. I'm always wondering, is it going to work? Oh, no, it's not going to work.
Well, I don't understand your thumb.
You don't understand my thumb?
If you have something to say to me, say it.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, but it got really loud in my headphones, and now it's a little too low. I don't know if the master got turned up. Watch it!
Someday it'll be just right.
Bye, Marissa.
Steven and Joel, hang on for a sec.
Here's another Emily segment on NJ. News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
Howdy, folks.
Here, I know he's on the phone. I have eyeballs, I can see.
News Talk, who's this?
Which means he can't help me this time tell you about the glorious wonders over at the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Also online at theseafoodbistro.com. Don't forget their Monday through Thursday lunch specials, 2 for $9.99. Jay, what day are they closed? Saturday?
They're closed on this special. Normally they're open 7 days a week, yeah. Monday through Sunday, but they are closed this Saturday.
They have a family thing, so they'll be closed Saturday, family first. But then they'll be open up again for you to enjoy all the greatness that is the red beans and rice, the dressed catfish, the gator. We haven't talked about gator in a hot minute.
No, we haven't. I still haven't eaten the gator there.
What? I have. It's amazing.
I know. I need to try it.
So you know what the gator would taste good with the sauce they made for their fried green tomatoes?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. I think it's the gator. Fisher's Alley sauce.
So good.
Regardless, get to the Seafood Bistro either in person or have it brought to you using one of the local delivery apps. The Seafood Bistro, again, online is theseafoodbistro.com. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. But most importantly, find them in your lunch or dinner plans. The Seafood Bistro.
Find them in your heart.
All right, back to the phones we go. We may be getting close to hint time on this one. 1 in 8 people have none of these in their home, while over half say they have 2 or more. And Steven, you're next.
Pets.
Yes, we haven't had that yet.
That seems to fit the stat parameter. It's just not the winning answer. We give you applause.
Thank you, guys.
The other two people say.
Do you want to see what they say before we ask the hint?
Yes.
Yeah. Joel.
Yeah, I would say bathroom, but that would be bad, I think.
You would say what?
Bathroom.
Oh, no.
Bathrooms.
No. Not bathrooms.
Yeah, but fine guess, and then Bolt.
Hey, Bolt.
Good morning. I know somebody said fire extinguisher. Has anybody said fire detector?
Smoke alarm. Nobody said it yet, and that's not it. This is
darn.
Can we?
Something you can hold in your hand.
Something you grab.
Okay, that wasn't my hint, but that's okay.
No. What's your hint? Give a hint.
John.
Well, no, I don't want to give too many hints.
First okay.
Last name. Or do you want to give a bunch of hints?
We only have 3 minutes. And we have
okay.
Lots
well,
to do.
I you know what's mine's not story? In my house. It's in my car.
Thank you.
That's good.
Hey. Good. Okay.
So, Greg said it's something that you can hold in your hand, and I said something you grab, and Emily said it's something she has in her car.
All right. 272-9228. John.
A plunger.
Emily, you have a plunger in your car.
You never know.
In your car?
Yeah. Plumbing can go wonky.
That's right.
At any
and
time.
And there's the time of the hour, the day or night.
You know,
even on the weekends.
Plumbing picks the worst time.
I know.
I've heard that somewhere.
You need a whole car plumbing inspection is what you need.
John. John.
Hey, John.
Flashlight.
We've had that. We've had that guest. You got another one?
No.
All right.
But you're in the grand prize drawing for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's something you grab and it's small and you got that part right.
Here is Suzanne.
Hey, a snow shovel.
A snow shovel.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Well,
down.
Well, you got to live in your hand.
Got to live farther north of Montgomery, like
Millbrook.
And. Yeah.
What?
And in Chicago, you really do need that.
Oh yeah, you got to have a snow shovel.
Hang on.
Yeah.
All right, Joel's back for another guess. What do you think?
A gun.
A what? I'm sorry.
A gun.
A gun. It's not a gun. No, it's
not.
A gun. Not a gun. It's, but that fits the pretty.
Yeah. That sounded right from the clues we gave, right?
So it's a good guess, and he is in the drawing for tomorrow.
Okay.
And this is Catman.
Catman
do.
Hey.
Barbara.
I was going to say gun, so I'm out. I don't have anything else.
Okay. Oh, but you're right. It fit all the parameters.
Sorry.
Yeah,
thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Kim.
Hey.
Who's talk? Who's this?
Hey. Would it be garage door opener?
Interesting. No, that's not it.
It's a good guess.
And again, that fit all the parameters for our clues. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Let's see, Robert.
Hey, would it be a phone charger?
Phone charger. That's great
another
guess.
Great, well thought out answer. It's
just
not it.
Not the winner. Yeah, no, that's a deep thinker there, right?
One more guess. This is something you won't need to grab today,
Jenny.
Okay.
Is it an umbrella?
An umbrella, let me think.
All right, 1 and 8 have none. Half have two or more. That sounds like a winning answer.
That's it. Umbrella. It's an umbrella. So, yeah. And you know, do you have one in your car, but you don't use it? In other words, do you sometimes not use it and run to a
the last
run
time,
to the house?
Last time I had one, it was, first of all, it was dumb because I had it on the thing next to the back window of the car.
Right.
So it was beyond reach. And then if it was pouring rain and I needed it, you have to get out of the car and get soaked to get it. And then I was sitting in the sun. The sun literally disintegrated the fabric. And the first time I opened it, I had like 6 spikes hanging over my head and nothing to protect me from rain.
And doggone it, if you're going to the car with the umbrella, to get the thing in the car, you have to get pretty wet anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially during a tropical rain.
Yeah.
I was going to say, in one configuration, it looks like a bowl with a handle in the middle, and in another, it looks like a skirt.
Okay.
Good.
Something like that, a skirt on a stick.
Stick! I have something I would like to say.
What?
Happy birthday to Dr. Jeff Pasley.
Oh.
Jeff Pasley, happy birthday to you. Jenny, you hang on. You are a winner.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, Jay's got the
look
call.
Look at the jet that just...
Hard shall we thank you for trying. You were the next one. What were you going to guess?
Yeah, I heard the answer, but like so many of your other listeners, I was convinced it was a firearm after the description you gave.
Mm. So, but that's not it.
No, but it was a good one.
It fit all the parameters, you're right, from the clues we gave. But thanks for trying. I appreciate it.
Sure, always.
Have a great day.
Hartzell is he's one of the best conundrumists. in our entire audience.
That's another word that you just created there.
That's right. So for Dr. Jeff Pasley.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And for extra thrills later on, Emily will climb out of a cake just to make your day special. I'm kidding. Sometimes I say that to see if you're paying attention.
I'm always paying attention.
Mama Rosa.
826. If you would like, if you're currently wearing glasses like I am right now.
I want it. I want the LASIK. I said it out loud yesterday.
You want the LASIK?
I want to get LASIK because I noticed I was having some fuzziness.
That's what she wants.
Yeah, and I thought about going for another eye exam and getting glasses, but now I think I need to do the whatchamacallit where you go and they tell you if you're a candidate or not, and they told you you weren't a candidate, and it made you sad, and you talked about it for years.
Well, you only have to find out. That's the step, and it doesn't cost you anything, so you risk nothing to find out whether or not your vision issue can be fixed with LASIK. I had weird 2015 vision. This is just a couple of years ago.
Right.
2015 vision in one eye, 2200 in the other. That must be a genetic thing or something. It wasn't like both eyes were going bad simultaneously. And I guess that's one reason why I wasn't eligible for LASIK. But you might be. And boy, what a great thing to have, to be able to have your vision restored. You open your eyes and everything comes back into crystal clear focus. Because as your vision, it's a very slow and subtle process. A tree starts to look like a green blotch instead of individual leaves, and that's one of the things people describe after LASIK is the detail that is restored to your vision. Call Montgomery Eye and make that appointment. No charge. 272-2020. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and the amazing team at this legacy practice with 75 years experience here in the River Region, go to onlinemep.com. That's onlinemep.com. For Montgomery Eye Physicians on Vaughan Road, right across from Chappie's Deli.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch easing our way through the 8 o'clock hour, and I-85 still has some slowdowns. It's slow between Perry Hill Road and about Ann Street, so be careful if you're headed southbound that way. There's also a little bit of a hang-up if you're coming off of I-65 North onto 85 North. It's slow right at the interchange. Otherwise, our traffic looks like it's returning to a normal flow. We still have lots of cars on the boulevard, but everybody's moving along smoothly. We don't see any delays on the 31s either. Let's just be really careful as we get on into work this morning. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people, so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who's ready for...
Ready for the weekend.
Technically, I am, but...
It's only Thursday.
Getting an early start on the weekend,
I guess. We're getting an early start.
First, it's never too early to party.
Once again.
It's only Thursday.
It's Thursday.
When? Huh? What day? Thursday.
Well, that's close enough.
Let's party.
It's showtime.
Listener Mike, who I've known since my first day on the air here, great guy, sends this summary of last night's mayoral debate. I was only going to turn it on for a few minutes, then I was hooked. It was more funny than Green Acres. Aaron made a Facebook post about halfway in, and we all had fun commenting. Is the guy that's, Elvis, is that the guy that we had on the air many years ago?
Yeah, that's Bibby.
Bibby. But does he go by the name?
He goes Bibby Black Elvis Simmons.
Okay, so I did have him in the studio a long time ago, yeah. Was the star. Legalized weed, put chicken places on the west side, keep tourist attractions open all night.
What are some of them that we would go all night?
Baby!
Well,
like, what are our tourist attractions?
Biscuit Ballpark.
Biscuit World?
Biscuit World. you're in one of the museums. Which one is that?
The Archives and History Museum.
Yeah. So people, when they wake up at 1 in the morning and they want to see you, they can go straight to
I don't know if that exhibit still exists.
Going to try something here, boys and girls, because we played this a little bit earlier, and it's time for some animal stories.
Oh.
Let's monkey around with some news. A monkey, an elephant, and a tortoise.
Walk into a bar.
All right, let's go to that story we mentioned earlier in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened to Rich Thomas, but it happened to a 12-year-old kid playing on the grounds of an Ohio inn.
Ooh.
A fossilized tooth from a woolly mammoth, or a mastodon. The inn at Honey Run. Well, that sounds like a place to go.
Really? The inn at Honey Run.
Sounds like something from Gilmore Girls.
Probably one of their tourist attractions they keep open up 24 hours a day.
Yeah, you can check it anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Free HBO and hourly rates.
We have lots of four-hour nap places in Chicago. But I'll be damned if I ever found myself. I was in my 20s. Money was tight. His family worked to identify the object, which they suspected of being a tooth from woolly mammoth or mastodon, elephant-like creatures from the Ice Age. You mean the climate changed and we used to have an ice age here? Oh, my goodness. They did confirm it's the third upper molar from a woolly mammoth.
Mm.
How about that? Squirrel attacks plaguing New York. Signs are now posted at a New York City park warning visitors not to feed the local squirrels.
Squirrels.
Because these seemingly cute and cuddly residents have become aggressive. The Battery Park City Authority of Manhattan posted signs in Rockefeller Park warning visitors not to feed them after a series of biting and scratching incidents.
Oh, no.
A couple, a British couple, said their hungry cat is the reason they won a $1.2 million scratch-off lottery ticket while at a local Esso. I want to make sure I pronounce that carefully.
Yeah.
This can often be mistaken for something else that we can't say on the radio.
Esso was the forerunner to Exxon.
Yeah, right. Esso fuel station to buy food for the cat named Shortcake.
Oh.
What a cute name. There's Shortcake.
Hey.
So while they were there, they played the Monopoly Millionaire game.
The Monopoly.
I'm having trouble saying that this morning.
You sound like a conehead.
So the lucky cat was treated to a ham dinner for helping them become millionaires. And wild jackasses. Now, we're not talking about the last Democratic debate. A California woman captured a video of a herd of wild donkeys making trouble in her neighborhood by raiding a neighbor's trash. I thought only raccoons and stuff did that kind of thing. The woman said she was on her way home from picking up her son from daycare in the Moreno Valley when she spotted the group of donkeys gathered in a neighbor's driveway. They had knocked over a trash can and were digging and throwing trash everywhere. That sounds like the streets of San Francisco these days. But no plastic straws, just mountains of garbage.
Right.
Anyway, I didn't know that they traveled in packs like that. Wasn't that a fascinating edition of Animal Stories?
No.
I want to advance that. I want to massage that. I want that to be a thing because there's always
animal stories.
Every day.
I'm all about it.
And everybody loves animals.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
There is a number we're going to keep our eyes on today. Right now, the dew point is 74. You know, yesterday we were quoting numbers like 78, and I think this afternoon the dew point could be maybe in the upper 60s, which is still on any other day unacceptable, but better. You know what I mean? And I think tomorrow could be a couple of points even better than that. So still hot. And still too humid, but an improvement. With the high today around 97, tonight's low 72. I think we're dry today. I think we're dry tomorrow and Saturday, too. And still, you know, I think both days on Friday and Saturday, we're up around 99, I know. And but the humidity, not as bad as it was, let's say, a couple of days ago when we were dealing with 111 on the heat index, 114. Sunday, the humidity is back, though. Highs in the middle 90s and scattered random hit-or-miss storms will be back as well. Better rain chances on Monday. Right now, this morning, I told you about the humidity. The temperature now with 4-mile-an-hour wind is 83 at 840.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Readers' Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
I've been telling you that Janelle sent me all of her wedding stuff, mm-hmm. and she wants it made into something that will make her happy.
Right.
So I took this project to Lynn and Kenny and the great team at Brian Jewelry and Pat Prattville, and I'm just going to hold up my phone here because they are making a possum pendant.
Oh, how cute.
How about that?
And they're using some of the stones that were in the rings to create this look, because we're real possum, passionate about possums in the Boudel house. And Penelope is, it's so funny to watch the little video clips that Janelle sends, because she just loves her grapes and raisins and prunes. And what I'm really impressed with here, the detail and you know, how they are taking what they received and turning it into something so completely different. And this is the kind of work that a professional jeweler can do. And they are few and far between, and by far the best in our area is Brian Jewelry. 63 years of experience. My goodness, three generations. And just fantastic people to deal with. So not everybody's going to have a situation like the one I went there with, but my suggestion is if you have somebody to shop for, you're feeling kind of challenged creatively, visit them. They know how to guide frustrated shoppers to the right choice, and they can certainly do what they're doing for me. Bring something into existence that didn't exist before. The Possum Pendant. Can't wait to see the finished product. Brian Jewelry's at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Visit them online at brianjewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Thursday morning traffic, and things are back to a normal flow. We don't see a lot of issues for you. If you're on the interstates, look out around you. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride. The 31s are all clear, and we don't have any big hang-ups on the boulevard. It is still busy out there, so be careful around the intersections. Look out around you this morning and get to work safely. We'll check in with you this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenton State Community College begin this Friday. Call 420-4200 today. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. There is now an $11,000 reward for any information on the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Heat wave. Yeah! Yowza! Yes, sir! Yeah, we're all frying. Feels like we're dying. Freaking hot, hot, hot. Air conditioner. Really blowing. Freaking hot, hot, hot. What to do when it's hot like this?
8:46, 3 Men on the Lady on News Talk, 93.1 FM WACV. I want to replay this one more time before we get to our Morning Maroon nominees. And this is a dad who used their doorbell cam to grill his daughter's first date. How are you
doing? Hello. Hi, how you doing? I'm Jared. Hello, Jared. This is Pedro, Grace's dad. Oh, good to talk to you. Oh, sorry, yes. I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine. All right. Where are you guys going? I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie. Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Sure.
Okay, roughly what time you guys going to be coming home?
Probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
Jeez.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right, love you.
Bye.
What time are you coming home?
Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30 again.
Jeez, almighty, the technology.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Next thing you know, they're going to put a man on the moon.
All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State, John Kennedy.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And going through the dumbest of the dumb, we're going to start in Iowa, but this does not involve one of the candidates running on the Democratic ticket. A 20-year-old woman named... Oh, and I can actually use a sound effect.
Rachel.
Thornburg in Clinton, Iowa. Isn't that interesting? The Democrats are there and they have a Clinton, Iowa. She called 911 Tuesday morning, reported 1998 Buick Century had been stolen.
Not the Buick.
But it was a lie. And here's why. Because
Rachel
was driving that car in a high-speed police chase at the time. A cop had clocked her speeding, tried to pull her over, but she took off. As the cops were chasing her, she came up with the idea to report the car stolen so they think someone else was driving. But that genius plan blew up when the cops laid down spikes on the road that popped her tires. And then they saw that
Rachel
was the driver. She has been charged with eluding, driving with a suspended license, reckless driving, and speeding.
And owning a Buick.
Guess what state we're going to next?
Colorado.
Colorado, Florida, which is right near Tampa.
It's the Bay Area.
And right across from Tampa is Daytona Beach. 61-year-old Larry Adams, around 1 o'clock on Monday, got into an argument with neighbors who were playing loud music in the car in front of their apartment building. Eventually, he pulled out roach spray and sprayed them, and then pulled out nunchucks and swung those.
What?
He missed the people, but hit their car. That made the nunchuck bounce and whack Larry in the face.
Barbarossa.
The cops came and found Larry with a cut on his forehead. He was arrested for aggravated battery and aggravated assault.
Jay kicked me.
And now we have... from Nashville, Tennessee, one John Honaker.
Ignored, just like your childhood.
Yep.
Honaker, that sounds like something that would come out of your throat after a loud cough.
Gross. Don't.
He went to a Walmart earlier this week.
Oh, over at the Walmart.
We want to have a barbecue. And,
all right, you go to the Walmart.
But he got the barbecue. So he tried to shoplift a brisket and two bottles of propane in his pants.
Bottles of propane?
Is that propane in your pants?
Cops just happened to be at this one.
Is that a brisket in your britches?
Meaty, beefy, big, and bouncy. Just happened to be at the Walmart investigating a different call and saw the entire thing go down on security cameras. So they grabbed him as he tried to leave the store. And he started trying to kick them, so he's arrested for theft and trying to assault an officer.
You gotta be careful if there's a spark around if you got propane like that.
Yeah. Anybody, who's the dumbest of the dumb?
They're all. What do you think? Nunchuck roll tide or?
Why are you people throwing in a roll tide on that?
Or Rachel Buick?
I think the propane guy, but.
No propane?
I can hit to my left as easily as I can hit to my right.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Put down the numbers.
Hitting Rich Thomas is like letting the flag touch the ground.
Oh,
God. Whoa, that was a big deal in sixth grade.
It sure was. You thought George Washington would rise out of
Pretty
the dirt
much.
And scold you if you
So
did.
You're saying that if that happens, we got to burn him?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Dispose of him properly?
It's way too early for that. So who do you want to go with?
I
think you got it.
Propane? You want the propane one?
I think the propane guy, one. Yeah.
Okay. We'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
As he was trying to embezzle a brisket.
Embezzle.
Out the door in his trousers. It is 8:52. Gulf States Mobility is an amazing company. And Wetumpka, I just got a note from a friend the other day who is consulting with Gulf States to help restore the driving option to one of his family members. This is what they do. I mean, this is really serious stuff. But it's amazing because many people who thought that would be off the table for the rest of their lives have now been able to take back control of their own schedules, make their own choices without having to consult or check on the availability of somebody to help facilitate their day-to-day living. It's huge, and that's what they do every day in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. I always encourage a visit to their Facebook page so they know that you appreciate what they do and the people that they're helping in their house of invention at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. And that's what it is, because they custom create things that facilitate the lives of people who have caught a very bad break. 514-6590 is the number. That's Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to MyGuardianCU.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming up next, there's no doubt that the number one talk show in town will be all over the mayoral debate. We were at Baumhauer's last night, had a really nice turnout, good time celebrating LaDonna Brooks' birthday. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, there's nothing about this race. I know it's important, and I'm not trying to say it's not, but there's nothing that's drawn me into this. You know, I've been very involved in past mayoral races, yeah. Very involved. Mm-hmm. But this one, and I don't know what it is. I was thinking, because several want to come on the afternoon show, and I was thinking I've got a 5-question format in mind. Just 5 questions, that's it.
Right.
And we'll be looking for the directness of the reply. They're not going to be easy questions.
But
either.
There are so many candidates. If you had one on a day, it would go on through 2023, wouldn't it?
Just about. I'm still debating that. I should probably come up with an answer before the election, don't you think?
Right, yeah.
Which is what, Tuesday?
Or is it 27th?
It's August 27th.
Oh, okay. So we got some time yet. Joining us now from Prattville Farm Center, Randy Burkhalter, and they've got a big event, and it is tonight.
It is. Yes, sir. We're going to have our Prattville Hunter's Night Out tonight down at the Doster Center in downtown Prattville. Free admission. We're going to have a lot of our local community businesses there represented, and including ourselves, and we'll have some great deals on hunting-related products and outdoor sport-related products, because not all of them necessarily are hunting. Prattville Outdoors is going to have some of their electric buggies down there that they can be used anywhere, not necessarily in a hunting environment. The Cat House Marine guys are going to be there with a couple of their boats, showing those off, and those aren't necessarily deer hunting related or sports related. It can just be pleasure boats. So we're hoping for a big turnout.
Well, this is, I'd like to remind people, this is an event that started out at Prattville Farm Center a number of years ago.
It did, yeah. We've been doing it for 10 years. I think we've done it at least 10 years, maybe more. We always had it here, and it was geared, you know, strictly toward the hunters and the planting of green fields and deer hunting. But, you know, I got to thinking about it. It's always hot up here in August when we do it. We don't have a great venue. So I wanted to change the venue and at the same time get more of the entire community involved in it. The bow shop here in Prattville, they will be there. You know, a lot of bow hunters, that's a very intricate hobby. So they're geared toward servicing those folks, and they'll be there. So we're just going to have a community-wide event, not just our business.
That's at the Doster Center. There's no admission for this, right?
No admission. Oh, and we'll have a hot dog or a hamburger that Mr. Richard Shavers is a professional griller. He's going to be there to prepare that food. And I'll have nice-looking young ladies servicing folks with their dinner. So it'll be a good thing.
All right, and that's at 6 o'clock tonight, Doster Center in Prattville. And, of course, Prattville Farm Center is there Monday through Saturday on the west side of Highway 31, just about a third mile south of that McDonald's there.
You got it down pat.
All your seeds, agricultural needs, tack, you name it, they got it at Prattville Farm Center. Randy, good luck tonight. We'll look forward to a big success in Prattville. Thank you.
Well, thank you very kindly, Greg.
Take care.